And, you know, before I begin my remarks, I'd like to thank the mayor and Council President Garcetti, because I am I'm the luckiest police chief in the country, because I not only have a boss who understands my job, as you can well see by his discussion about the numbers, he knows them as well as I do, but also a mayor that lets me do my job. And you usually don't get both. Usually you're going to get one or the other. But I got both, so I have to thank him. And then also I would like to say that all three of us are very proud of the city of Los Angeles today, because we stand here on a day when the story could have been much different. After the BART trial verdicts, this city acted as if it loves itself, mm-hmm. and acted appropriately. Those that disagreed got a chance to say so, but did so peacefully and not at a danger to themselves or to others. So, you know, we should all be very proud of that. On to crime reductions. You know, this is obviously the performance metrics that the Los Angeles Police Department has placed as its one of its highest goals, and is still one of my highest goals. The mayor is absolutely right. We are in our eighth year of crime reduction. When we finish 2010 with a Part 1 crime reduction, it will be the ninth year that the city of Los Angeles has had a Part 1 crime reduction. The mayor talked about us being the second safest big city in America, big city being one with over a million people. He's absolutely right. New York has a little bit better numbers than we do, although they don't count crimes the same way we do. So I'm extremely proud of our efforts. So as is our tradition, on all the media availability days, I'm going to go over our first 6 months. Now, these numbers are up until June 30th. So they're a little bit behind what they are today, but they're the first 6 months, so you can compare them to other years. They're also UCR numbers. In other words, they're the universal crime reporting numbers as mandated by the FBI. Sometimes a little bit different than numbers we use for other things, but these are the federal standards, and that's why you can measure them against other cities, except New York, which doesn't use the UCR. Overall, extremely good results. Do we think we can do better? Well, I think we can, but I'm very proud. Overall, Part 1 crime is down, as the mayor said, and I'll enumerate the various categories. Robbery, a very significant crime, one that causes fear because it involves the direct taking of property from a person by threat of force or fear, down 8.4%, significant decrease. Aggravated assaults, in other words, serious assaults where there's been an injury to an individual or a great likelihood of injury because of the conduct, down 14.9% compared to last year. Rape, one of the most horrific crimes that a human being can experience with long-lasting results, down 13.6%. Homicides are only category of Part 1 crime that shows an increase. An increase of 6 homicides as compared to last year. We stand, or we are at 150 homicides as of June 30th. The year before, we were at 144. That's 6 greater. Basically, our homicides continue to be caused by guns. 80% of our homicides are gun-related. They continue to be primarily gang-related. 55% of our homicides are gang-related. Many of them continue to occur outdoors among people who look exactly like each other. You are far more likely to be killed by someone from a neighborhood close to yours of a similar ethnic background than you are from a stranger or somebody from a different ethnic background. But overall, I think it's important to look at homicide as a long-term trend, even though every homicide is horrific. The numbers are relatively small compared to all other violent crime. To put it in perspective, compared to 5 years ago, homicides are down 39.5%, 40% basically, as the mayor said. You know, a huge reduction overall, and we will do our best to end the year at least as good as we did last year. Violent crime, total violent crime, the thing that people fear most, down 11.4%. Property crimes also show a notable decrease. Now, this flies in the face of traditional wisdom because, as you are all aware, very well aware, the economy is a partial driver to this. But we contend, and I think that our experience bears it out, that good policing, good community involvement, and people that set values for their own neighborhoods is far more important than the general economy. And these numbers show that. Burglaries, where somebody breaks into either a residence or a business, down 8%. Grand theft auto, down 6.7%. Burglary theft from vehicle, car break-ins, down 1.5%. And personal thefts, in other words, thefts of either small items, shoplifts, or thefts from a person, 6.7% decrease. You know, Los Angeles has often been defined by gang-related crime. And we count gang-related crime very carefully. As a matter of fact, we count gang-related crime in a number of categories that don't fit into the Part 1 piece, because that's how significantly we value what we learn from studying gang-related crime. Gang crimes in L.A. this year, down 9.4%. There's, and all the subsets of gang crime, now remember, these are gang crimes, because there's going to be a couple of increases in here that are not increases in general crime. There are increases in crimes committed by gang members. So that's a very, very interesting distinction. That's on the last page of your handout. But don't mistake that to think that overall these crimes are up. These are gang-related. Attacks on police officers by gang members, down 21%. Robbery by gang members, down 10.7%. Shots fired into inhabited dwellings, and this is something we categorize because it captures drive-by shootings many times, down 22%. Criminal threats, this is not normally captured under UCR. We capture it for gang crime because it shows the fear and intimidation that sometimes gangs use to control a neighborhood, down 11.1%. Aggravated assaults by gang members, down 8.5%. And total shots fired, in other words, total shots fired, not just shots fired where somebody's hit, total shots fired by gang members down 4.1%. Gang homicides, we stand at 82 for the year. Arsons, there's 2. Extortions, there's 17, and those numbers are unchanged from last year. Those are hard numbers. Those aren't percentages. 3 categories of gang crime showed an increase. But remember, again, these are gang crimes, not overall crime. Carjacking by gang members, up 19%. This is a small category of crime and is easily influenced by a few incidents, however, and that's important to remember. Kidnapping related to gang members, up 22%. Another small category that's easily influenced by several events. And victims shot, up 6.6%. Now remember, overall shots fired by gang members down, but victims hit 6.6% up. And that's consistent with the slight increase in homicides for the year. So, you know, we are working on those numbers. We're working tirelessly with the mayor's grid office on affecting gang crime, and we expect to make significant impact on that. Big picture of Part 1 crime. This is the number that we measure to compare ourselves to other cities that measure themselves by UCR, down 6.6% for the year. That's the aggregate total of all the crimes that I've talked about that are Part 1 crimes. So this comes, why does the Los Angeles Police Department continue to make progress on this? Many neighborhoods, many other cities have made progress, but nobody's been as consistent in the Western United States as the Los Angeles Police Department. And it's the things that the mayor talked about. It's community policing, it's community involvement, it's CompStat, it's making sure that the numbers count, it's making sure that we deploy our officers, because they are a scarce resource in this city, we deploy them to crime. We make sure that the most violent areas get policed the smartest, get policed with the largest numbers, because that is how you use a small police force. And that is the key to crime reduction. We still have a lot of work to do. You know, the city still suffers from far too many gang crimes. The city still suffers from too many homicides. But, and this is really important, you know, we are more than headed in the right direction. This, I firmly believe that we can be the undisputed safest city in the United States, safest large city in the United States. And the mayor and the council will continue to make public safety their priority, and that's what will enable us to do this. So thank you very much, and I'll give it back to the mayor.